Near the lion's cage, but appearing either too afraid or too dumbfounded or too offended to come any closer, the Muslims stood as if in shock. Their wooden carts were piled high with the sweet-smelling meat, which was a source of infinite disgust to the largely vegetarian Hindu community of the circus. Naturally, the lions could smell the meat too, and were vexed at the delay. When the lions began roaring, the cameraman zoomed in on them, and Patrick Wallingford, recognizing a moment of genuine spontaneity, extended his microphone to within reach of their cage. He got a better kicker than he'd bargained for. A paw flicked out, a claw caught Wallingford's left wrist. He dropped the microphone. In less than 2 seconds, his left arm, up to his elbow, had been snatched inside the cage. His left shoulder was slammed against the bars. His left hand, including an inch or more above his wrist, was in a lion's mouth. In the ensuing hullabaloo, two other lions competed with the first for Patrick's wrist and hand. The lion tamer, who was never far from his lions, intervened. He struck them in their faces with a shovel. Wallingford retained consciousness long enough to recognize the shovel. It was used principally as a lion pooper scooper. He'd seen it in action only minutes before. Patrick passed out somewhere in the vicinity of the meat carts, not far from where Monica with a K had sympathetically fainted. But the German girl had fainted in one of the meat carts, to the considerable consternation of the meatwallas. And when she came to, she discovered that her tool belt had been stolen while she'd lain unconscious in the wet meat.